My goals instead this morning are a little less glorified than that. First of all, I want to introduce you to the outline. As Clyde said, this is a reference. This thing used to sit on my desk. Now that I'm paperless, there's just a shortcut to it on my desktop on my computer. But it's a place to put stuff. Even if it's something I have to research, ideally after I've done researching it, if it relates to this, it goes in the outline. So use it as a reference for future work, not necessarily something you have to study cover to cover today. I also want to focus on some selected provisions, some of the things that are just, to me, interesting, some of the things that might be especially relevant to a guardianship and elder law practice. And now that I mention it, show of hands, if I may, if your primary practice includes any of the following: Medicaid benefits, planning, representation. Okay, good bunch. Seriously? anybody do guardianships? Wow, lots. Contested guardianships? Wow. Today is Thursday. I'm in Galveston. My name is Barney. Oriented times three, just. Anyone do consider themselves just an elder law attorney? I'm guessing that's a large chunk of the room. Pretty good chunk. People who do simple wills. Okay, good. People who do tax planned wills, marital deduction type stuff, family limited partnerships, grantor retained annuity trusts. Wow, we got all the whole spectrum here. Okay, so I'm going to try to not focus just on one practice area. Maybe give you a few pearls of wisdom if I'm up to that task. Take a quick peek at the table of contents right after the brief vitae and cover page.